Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Ed Lover Morning Show, 104.3 Jam Chicago's number one for throwback. So Jen saw a guy under the Montrose Bridge here in Chicago giving out free meals and cooking food and giving it to the homeless, and she thought it was the most compassionate thing she's ever seen. I thought it was nasty.
I really think it was great. He had his whole food cart. He wasn't asking any of those, of the people under the viaduct for money, and he was just cooking them a good meal, brought them pop, but you're right. He didn't have a mask on or gloves. He just wanted to be one with the people.
And he could have infected everybody. So we're taking your calls, 312-729-1043. What's the most compassionate thing you've seen? What's the dumbest thing you've seen? Let's talk to Renee from the South Side. Renee.
Hey.
Hey, what's the most compassionate thing you've seen and what's the dumbest?
Well, I'm a nurse, so I'm going to start with the dumbest first. This glove issue is out of control. So when you wear gloves, you are protecting yourself only partially, because you have on gloves, you're touching all kind of germs, you playing with your phone, you touching your pants, everything. All those germs that are on those gloves are transferring to your clothes, transferring to your phone. You don't even realize it. So now you're taking the germs home. If everybody would just wash their hands, of course, I'm not going to say that's going to get rid of coronavirus, but it will protect you. But if you have on the same pair of gloves all day, you have no idea how many people you're putting at risk all day long.
I love that you broke that down for people, because I see people putting their gloves in their purse, and then when they're ready to go outside, they put back on their gloves. I'm like, what are you doing?
And you're talking about extra nasty. That's extra nasty. When you go to the gas station and the attendant doesn't want to touch, my money because he don't know where it's been, and your money because he doesn't know where it's been, but then he's giving me somebody else's money. I don't know where it's been. All that's going on my hands. So wash your hands.
With drive-thru workers, because I'll be honest, I'm going to drive-thru a little more than I should be lately. I'm tired of cooking. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wondering, I'm like, you're touching my debit card, you're touching the food, you're touching 100 people before me.
That's why I have literally made a couple of people take off their gloves, seriously, and just wash their hands. I mean, we got to protect everybody, each other.
Absolutely. Thank you, Renee. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Let's talk to Sade from Tinley Park. Sade, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good. How you doing? What's the most compassionate thing you've seen, and what's the dumbest thing you've seen?
The dumbest thing, I'm going to start with the dumbest thing, because it's what you were talking about this morning. The dumbest thing I've seen is people wearing gloves for gas tanks, taking those same gloves, touching their steering wheel, going home, opening their doors with those same gloves, or going to the store and touching groceries with those same gloves. You're transmitting the germs. You're better off just washing your hands or cleaning your hands with hand sanitizer. And remember, there's a shortage of masks for the healthcare workers.
Yeah.
A mask will only protect you a mask is only necessary if you have symptoms and you don't want other people to get them. And it's not necessary to just wear a mask. People are just using the CPE the wrong way. So at the end of the day, we're actually putting more people at risk by not just washing our hands and moving on. It's just easier to do that.
Appreciate the call, and thanks everybody for all the calls this morning right here on the Ed Lover Show. Don't forget to download the radio.com app, favorite 104.3 Jams, and take us everywhere you go.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.